Iranians worldwide celebrate strikes as Trump confirms Ayatollah Khamenei dead. By Francis Martel on March 1, 2026. Iranians around the world, and, according to some reports, within Iran, celebrated on Saturday following confirmation America had launched Operation Epic Fury against Iranian regime targets and, President Donald Trump later confirmed, killed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. As of Saturday evening, multiple news sources, including Iran International, The Jerusalem Post, CBS News, CNN, and The New York Post, reported that some Iranians within the country were celebrating. Unverified social media videos surfacing appeared to show people dancing in the street, though their exact time and location of filming remain unconfirmed at press time. According to The Jerusalem Post, some social media videos showed people lighting off fireworks from their balconies and calling out to each other from their apartments. CNN similarly reported cheers and celebrations in Tehran specifically after Trump announced Khamenei's death, as did CBS News. Other videos circulating on social media appeared to show Iranians celebrating, with some laughing, as they saw smoke rising from the area surrounding Khamenei's palace complex in central Tehran, the Times of Israel reported. Another video from a high school showed students laughing and celebrating, with one saying in English, "I love Trump." The New York Post published a video, allegedly from Tehran, at nighttime that showed women clapping and dancing in the streets, not wearing their compulsory hijab. Iran International, an independent outlet often critical of the regime, published a video from the city of Karaj that also showed celebrations, indicating widespread relief at the end of the supreme leader's reign. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Iran International English, at Iran and Langlish. Operation Epic Fury preceded an extremely violent period in Iranian history following the eruption of protests nationwide against the regime in December. The protests were triggered in part by the nation's increasingly desperate economic situation, worsened by its rulers' insistence on spending the nation's money on financing terrorism abroad, and by the extreme human rights abuses regularly perpetrated against dissidents. In response, the regime massacred tens of thousands of people. Some estimates suggest over 30,000 dead after just 1 month of protests. As a result, Iranians not under the yoke of the radical Islamist dictatorships openly celebrated the American and Israeli military operations around the world. In the United States, Iranians waved their flags from Los Angeles to Nashville. In Canada, Iranians convened in British Columbia and Manitoba in support of the military operation. I think most of the Iranian people back home and in diaspora that you have seen from Munich to Toronto to LA were asking for Trump's support, Shervin Shahidian, an Iranian who joined a celebration in Winnipeg, told the CBC. Are we in a war and people are feeling afraid of the war? No. Actually, people are thinking that this is the way of the liberation that is happening for Iranian people. We are so thankful to President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, another rally-goer, Nafisa Kiamanesh, said. We were under this regime for 47 years, and literally all this time we have tried all the ways that were possible, and every time the regime killed our people, there were protests. In Europe, large celebrations of the military intervention erupted in London and Berlin. In front of the Iranian embassy in the United Kingdom, Iranians and supporters were calling for a full operation to remove the regime. We have been calling for foreign intervention in Iran to help us Iranians to topple this regime, one participant in London told GB News. We are very thankful. The Berlin celebration featured loud techno music and dancing and shouts of thank you, Bibi. The Jordanian outlet Roya News also published a video of a celebration in Syria, where Iran helped prop up deposed dictator Bashar Assad through a civil war that lasted over a decade. Central Command, the Pentagon division tasked with the Middle East, described Operation Epic Fury as the largest regional concentration of American military firepower in a generation. Trump himself announced major combat operations in Iran after reports began surfacing of major explosions in Tehran. The Israeli military also has reportedly engaged in a significant concurrent operation targeting over 500 positions within Iran. The attacks follow weeks of talks in which American officials attempted to convince Iranian counterparts to abandon their illicit nuclear weapons development while Iran sought an end to onerous sanctions imposed on its economy in response to the nation's status as the world's premier state sponsor of terrorism. While little details emerged from the Geneva-based talks, the Iranian government repeatedly claimed to be moving towards progress while refusing any concessions on its large-scale uranium enrichment and other alarming nuclear activities. In addition to the failure of talks, officials indicated on Saturday that the White House had reason to believe that the Iranian regime was planning preemptive attacks on regional American bases, prompting Trump's decision to strike. On Saturday evening, Trump announced the death of Supreme Leader Khamenei, believed to be 86 years old and dictator of the country for over 35 years. "Khamenei, one of the most evil people in history, is dead," Trump wrote on his website Truth Social. "This is not only justice for the people of Iran, but for all great Americans, and those people from many countries throughout the world, that have been killed or mutilated by Khamenei and his gang of bloodthirsty thugs. This is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country," Trump continued. "We are hearing that many of their IRGC, military, and other security and police forces no longer want to fight and are looking for immunity from us." Trump vowed to continue bombing as long as necessary to achieve peace. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.